This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
More pushback both against Mayor Adams and from Mayor Adams in the controversy over the feds dropping his bribery case. Let's get the very latest live from our Roger Stern.
Susan, Mayor Adams begins a tough week of taking political fire from many. WNBC-TV reports that at least three deputy mayors are threatening to resign and spoke with the mayor yesterday. We reached out to the mayor's office for comment. And at a church in Queens, the mayor evoked God in saying he won't step down.
God said, Eric, rise, rise. And I'm going to fulfill God's commandment that he put in me at birth.
Meanwhile, outside City Hall, a protest by immigrant rights groups.
Eric Adams has got to go.
The mayor decided to allow ICE officers at Rikers Island after the Justice Department announced it would drop his charges. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at City Hall.
On Long Island over the weekend, the start of the 28th annual Great Backyard Bird Count. Ben Haywood is the director of community science at the National Audubon Society and tells 1010 Winds you can still participate.
All we ask that you do is spend about 15 minutes trying to identify the birds that you see or hear in your area.
Well, today's the last day to do it, so get all the instructions at birdcount.org. We got the news last November that the organizers of this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade on Staten Island would allow LGBTQ plus groups to march under their own banners. Well, just weeks from that event, Bishop Peter Byrne from Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Church says his parish will not participate. The church is located along the parade route. In yesterday's church bulletin, Byrne wrote that the decision by parade organizers, quote, undermines Catholic devotion, and so the church will not have its usual receiving stand, nor will they host a pre-parade breakfast. A 16-year-old now looking at manslaughter and weapons charges in the fatal shooting of another teen in Queens. 17-year-old Diaza Barkley from East New York was shot at a home on Clover Place near Foothill Avenue in Holliswood Saturday afternoon. Just what happened is not yet clear, but police recovered the gun at the scene and had been questioning the kid, who is now under arrest. Terrible tragedy in Bayside, Queens, where three people were killed in a house fire Sunday morning.
It is very residential. We all know each other. We all look out for each other, you know. So it was just insanely unexpected, so sudden. Like, it really just shows the true value of life.
That neighbor speaking to 1010 Winds after firefighters put out the blaze, which broke out at 240 in a two-story house on 208th Street near 34th Avenue. The victims, a 90-year-old woman and her two adult children in their 50s. So far, no word on the cause of the blaze. Another attack in the subway, this time Sunday afternoon, 3:15 at the Parsons Archer train station, where the 61-year-old victim was punched in the face and cut on the hand by some guy who took off. It's not clear what happened there, but police say the victim is being uncooperative. So far, no arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.